From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Buses heading to evacuate two Syrian rebel-held towns were attacked and burned Sunday as part of a deal to resume the evacuation of eastern Aleppo. Forces fighting for the government of President Bashar al-Assad are demanding people be allowed to leave the villages in exchange for allowing rebels and civilians to leave eastern Aleppo. So far, there is no confirmation yet Sunday that either evacuation has started. The UN Security Council is expected to vote Sunday on whether to send monitors to the war-ravaged Syrian city to oversee the evacuations and to help provide protection for civilians who remain. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is expressing condolences to the families of the victims of Sunday's suicide bombing attack at a military base in Aden. The blast killed 40 Yemeni soldiers and wounded dozens more. Kerry spoke during a meeting in Saudi Arabia with King Salman.
And we're proud that Saudi Arabia is one of the leading countries in a coalition that has been focused on destroying Daesh. We're moving methodically and decisively to take back territory. And it is absolutely clear to any observer that Daesh is on the path to defeat.
The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Sunday's attack in Aden. A month from his investigation, or rather inauguration, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says the United States has tremendous hope, promise, and potential, rejecting the notion offered by First Lady Michelle Obama that his election has left the politically divided country feeling hopeless. Trump shrugged off the comment and told supporters at a rally in Alabama Saturday that the First Lady must have been talking about what happened in the past. Trump on the comment was made his comment, rather, on the last stop of his thank you tour. From here in Washington, this is VOA.